This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and that familiar music should be a note to you that, yes, it is. It is that time of week where we launch into Cinema Chat. Now, typically my co-host is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. He is fortunate enough to be in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival. Be rest assured, he'll be bringing you back some great stories. In the interim, we have Michael Jewett, our own host of 89.1 Jazz and
Hello,
film aficionado.
David.
He's here to take care of Cinema Chat with us today. Great to see you again, Michael.
Indeed. And again, thank you to both you and Russ for letting me sit in and have a ball and talk movies and other stuff.
And Russ, have
a great week out in Sundance.
Anybody so. You talk to about movies, you tell them. There are so many great movies, you can't see them all.
I know. This is a great time of the year for movies. You have, award season movies come out, prestige movies are coming out. There's always stuff around the holidays and everything, a lot of family-friendly stuff. So lots and lots of choices for moviegoers. So go see some films, really. That's our general advice.
There are some new films opening up this week. Opening up tomorrow, January 24th at the Michigan Theater, a movie called The Song of Names, who, if you just went by the cast, it sounds like an amazing opportunity because it's Tim Roth and Clive Owen.
I know, and I'm going to automatically put that on a might-see or maybe even a must-see list. Two terrific, terrific actors. But the film is getting kind of a mix of notices. Audiences seem to like this, whereas critics are, maybe a little more on the fence on it. But it does sound like it's got some great storytelling material. It's based on a novel by Norman Lebrecht, which I guess is held in pretty high regard. Definitely has a lot of intrigue, political intrigue, history,
set
backdrop.
Set in Europe as it erupts into World War II.
Yep, so there's a lot going on in this. Definitely check it out opening tomorrow at the Michigan.
And I have a question for you about another film opening at the stage tomorrow, and that is Les Miserables.
And I tell you, Les Miserables? We should, for those of you who haven't been following the movie, this is a brand new movie, and it just takes its title.
It is not based on the Broadway play or anything.
It has nothing to do with the Broadway, the musical, or the film that was based on that, or Victor Hugo's work. It just takes that title as a kind of like a thematic, if you will, inspiration. It's actually set against social unrest in Paris in the early 2000s, although not really centered on those events. This is kind of a mystery or whodunit, but definitely kind of like a crime drama, street drama.
Maybe suspense?
Yes, let's go with suspense. This is France's entry into the Academy Awards. It's actually an Oscar-nominated Best International Film. It's the directorial debut for Lodge Lee. I hope I get his name right. I think it's Lodge Lee. I'm hearing nothing but great things about this. This got great word of mouth out of some festivals earlier in the year, and it did, again, Oscar nominated. I've been looking forward to see this since I saw the trailer, like four or five months ago.
Definitely
check it out. If you're searching for this, make sure you put Les Miserables like 2019 or 2020 or new movie, so you know that it's not.
You're getting the right one.
It's not the older thing. It just takes that title as an inspiration. But definitely check that out. Opening at the State tomorrow.
Also opening at the State tomorrow. Weathering with You, a foreign language film that I know absolutely nothing about. What can you tell me?
I'm just hearing great things about it. Makoto Shinkai is getting a lot of notice. I think. This second project from this emerging director, great scores on Rotten Tomatoes, great notices, and it was at the Michigan and is now moving to the State. So there's been so much response for this. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's being held over because it's moving to a new venue, but definitely one to put on your list as well. Weathering with You.
One of the special screenings this week is part of the Michigan Theater's late night film series, and it may be one that you enjoyed. How did you feel about Prince back in the day?
Huge Prince fan, and I remember.
So did you love the movie Purple Rain then?
Well, it was like a weird thing because I was already a Prince fan, and this was like Prince was. Had a certain level of fame and everything, and then Purple Rain comes out, and it's his It's his Hard Day's Night movie. It's like this thing that just like propels him to like this huge new MTV superstar.
I had tremendous respect for him as a musician, as a performer. Didn't catch on to his music too much, here and there, but I enjoyed the movie.
But I tell you, this is definitely something to see. The first time have a chance to see it in a theater since his untimely death a couple years ago. So definitely something to. to experience in a theater.
You can catch that Friday, 9:30 p.m. at the Michigan Theater as part of the Late Night Film Series. Again, Prince and Purple Rain. And for the Family Fair, part of the Not Just for Kids Live Performing Arts Series as presented by Toyota, there's a Little Mermaid sing-along that's going to take place on Sunday, January 26th.
Stuff.
That's at 3 p.m.
Take the kids.
That's going to be fun. Everybody loves the Little Mermaid.
Going to movies should be a fun thing for kids. That's a great thing. So have fun.
I like weird experiences. It's one of the things that I love about the Ann Arbor Film Festival. You can have a lot of interesting experiences. There's something called the Found Footage Festival, Volume 9. Now, this comes from curators Joe Pickett, who you may know from The Onion, and Nick Proer from The Colbert Report. And it kind of takes this... showcases footage from videos that were just kind of randomly found at garage sales and thrift stores and warehouses and dumpsters all across the country and put together. And what you end up with is both weird, amusing, and entertaining.
Yeah, just bizarro stuff. And like I say, you know, going to movies should be, you know, an experience, a mystery, whatnot. And if that floats your boat, there you go. Found Footage Festival. Boy, say that a few times in a row.
Once again, you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Michael Jewett filling in for Russ Collins while he's at the Sundance Film Festival. Now, did you see any of the documentary series that started as 7-Up many years ago that is now 63-Up
in
back
in
theaters?
I know, this is like way too. I don't even want to think about how many. I'm so behind on this series. I think I made it to 35-Up, so I am kind of behind on this. Director Michael Apted, he follows a group of, well, they were kids. They were
7 years old.
7 years old, and then every 7 years does a different take on where they're at in their life and everything. Ups, downs, ins, outs. So they're 63, so they're born 57, 58?
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So, yeah, so a lot. And you think about how the world has changed, how people changed their lives and everything. And every 7 years you get like this little film snapshot of what their life's about. It's a fascinating, fascinating film series. And you know what? Even though you may not be familiar with the 7-Up series, you can drop in at any point and you will understand what's going on. It's not like you have to like go back and
right.
see.
You will enjoy it as a standalone film.
So definitely, that's definitely something to catch if you haven't seen it already.
Now, of course, the Academy Awards upcoming, and there are a lot of films that have been nominated that continue to play in our area. That includes... Little Women.
And
now,
this is one of the most...
Did you see that yet?
No.
I saw that with my daughter, and wow!
And
Greta Gerwig did an amazing job with this movie.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying she's probably snubbed in the director's category. Saoirse Ronan is getting nothing but great notices on this, but just a terrific cast. Saoirse Ronan, Laura Dern, Meryl Streep, Elizabeth Watson. So you have some very
Chalamet.
Some terrific cast.
Even Meryl Streep
and Greta Gerwig directing. And some people are saying kind of like not an overlooked film because it has gotten a lot of accolades and it is Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
But maybe Greta Gerwig.
I think it's
overlooked.
Fair to say she gets snubbed as director.
Yeah. I'll go along
and
with
for,
that.
You know what are you going to do? Knives Out. You saw that. You loved it.
Loved it. Great. If you haven't seen it already, definitely one of a great date movie. If you like whodunits and whatnot, this is definitely a very modern, fun, smart film take on the whole Agatha Christie with a terrific cast.
Still playing at the State Theater, 1917, which seems to me is one of those movies you need to see in a theater.
Which maybe surprisingly won for both Best Picture and Best Director at the Golden Globes. Which
you
know, and I think a lot. And I did forecast that. I think a lot of technical types, you know, in the industry, cinematographers, directors are really praising Sam Mendes' work. He's got an inside track maybe for Best Picture this year at the Oscars. We'll see how that holds up. You know, Jojo Rabbit still continuing.
That's still playing, right.
And, Uncut Gems, they're raving about Adam Sandler. This is you know,
right,
career,
I'm looking forward to seeing that because
career,
I'd actually like to see
him.
A movie of his I like.
Yep. I'm going to leave that alone. This is one of those things. What is Russ supposed to do in this when David drops something like that? I don't know what to...
Well, Parasite was one of your favorite movies, and of course it just did... Gangbusters at the SAG Awards, right?
Yeah, it walked away with the Ensemble Cast Award, which is like the preeminent award for the Screen Actors Guild of the Ensemble Cast.
And it's very unusual for a foreign language film.
In fact, I think
to
it's,
it,
well,
right?
Foreign films are one. This is the first, if I'm not mistaken, the first non-English language film to win for the SAG Award Best Ensemble Cast. Does that signal maybe some strength going ahead in award season? You know, they're talking Bong Joon-ho's film, which is very smart, funny, wise, and totally surprising. If you've not seen Parasite yet, it just really puts you through.
Yeah, you went through an emotional ringer there, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? It's one of those movies, like, you know, when you move from, like, the first to the second to the third to the, in fact, and then this beautiful, beautiful, sad, beautiful epilogue. Just right. Fantastic. Can't recommend that highly enough. In the Cineplexes, a pretty highly regarded Vietnam War film is coming out, The Last Full Measure. It's gotten
what
a good
cast that had.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, Christopher Plummer, William Hurt, supporting cast.
Ed Harris, Peter Fonda?
Yeah, so definitely something. Sebastian Stan in the lead cast, so definitely one to watch if you're a fan of military dramas.
And your weekly horror film called The Turning, which, if you like those kinds of movies, you probably like it.
I'm a big chicken, so.
You won't go. And then Matthew McConaughey has a new film called The Gentleman.
Looks pretty good. Thriller and everything. If you liked Knives Out, maybe this is another movie for you to see. Guy Ritchie directing, so you can't go wrong with that either. So,
lots of choices. Make one. Go see a movie and let us know how you think about it. For Michael Jewett, I appreciate you being here. Thank you, Michael, for sitting in for Russ.
My pleasure.
That is Michael Jewett, host of 89.1 Jazz, filling in for Russ Collins on Cinema Chat, right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1, Ypsilanti.